let's go straight into our case that we want to discuss tonight. Reuven rented a car. The car is worth 20,000 shekels. Reuven rented the car from Shimon, the owner of the car, and it costed 2,000 shekels for the month. One day of driving, and Levi smashes into the car which Reuven is hired, and it's totaled. It no longer exists. Of course, Levi has to pay. He puts up his hands. I'm liable. I'm going to pay for the bill. But we're still in Beis Din. Why are we in Beis Din? Because there is a discussion of how much that liability is. Let me explain. There's three parties here. Levi who damaged, Reuven who rented the car, and Shimon who owns the car. So what do we have a claim? We have a claim from Shimon who owns the car. He says, it's worth 20,000. Mr. Levi, you owe me 20,000 shekels. We've got Reuven who rented the car, who says, I rented the car for 2,000 shekels. And therefore, you damaged me 2,000 shekels. You owe me 2,000 shekels, says Reuven. Therefore, your bill, if you put the two claims together, is 22,000 shekels. Levi says, hold on. My bill's more than the value of the car which I damaged. I damaged a car of 20,000 shekels. I should only have to pay 20,000 shekels, not 22,000 shekels. So, you had a bit of time to think about it. And how would you relate to such a case? How much does he have to pay? There's actually three options. 22,000 shekels, 20,000 shekels, 18,000 shekels.
You need 18,000 to Shimon and 2,000 to Reuven?
No. The third option is 18,000 shekels to you, Mr. Reuven, to Mr. Shimon, the owner of the car, because you've already been paid 2,000 shekels, which make up your 20,000 by Mr. Reuven, who rented the car. And Mr. Reuven, I don't owe you any money, because you're not the owner.
Can I choose the fourth choice?
What's the fourth choice?
That he pays 20,000 to the owner, but the owner reimburses the renter whatever loss of use, if it's halfway through the time period, he gets 1,000.
He doesn't have to reimburse it.
He's no longer providing a car for him.
It doesn't matter. He didn't have to provide a car for him. He had to provide that car. He didn't stop the rental car. It was the third party.
It doesn't matter. He's the owner. He said the deal was, I'm renting a car for you for 30 days. It's no longer available for 30 days.
No.
For 15 days.
That wasn't his fault.
Give him the credit.
First day, it's on the first day of rental, so it's 30 days. So basically, you're saying the same option as 18,000 to him and 2,000. To
but I'm saying that Reuven's giving the owner's giving the money back to the renter.
Reuven owes nothing to the renter.
The damager gives 20 to the owner, and the owner reimburses the renter for the lack of use.
Reuven owes nothing to the renter.
How do you analyze such a case? What's the first question you ask?
Who's he damaging?
Who's he damaging? Who has he damaged?
Clearly he damaged Shimon.
He didn't have 7 because he's the owner of the car. Is he considered as damaged the renter?
Yeah,
has the renter got a claim of damages against him, Mr. Lady?
Taking away his right to use it.
Okay, what type of claim is that?
It's a grammar.
Taking away rights of use. What type of claim is that?
I'm stealing.
Every damage is I'm stealing in that respect.
Okay.
Prevented you from using your. It's a grama.
What?
The use of the car.
Huh?
I know, but it's a grama. If I prevent. Even if I prevent.
Let me try and light up the light bulb over there.
Give out rental. You're out.
You okay? You're discussing?
It's a grama if I prevent you from going into your house.
There's no more house anymore.
That's how I prevented you from going into your house.
Okay, I would like to turn the switch on.
Okay.
And give a clue. What's a Tanai in Mazik and damages enable us to say, you damage, you fulfilled this condition, therefore you damage, in order to be able to make a claim of and actually receive money. What did we learn last week was the condition of Mazik to be able to receive monetary claims, rather than just saying, I've lost money, you have to have an actual tonight there, you lost money in a certain fashion, so therefore now you can claim money and actually get the money. What was that tonight that we discussed last week? Does anybody remember?
There's a loss in value for the actual money.
The people who weren't here that have no tiners against.
We could have listened to it online. You could have called in.
There was something going on.
That's my only tiny. Don't listen to the
last one. I listened to one a year ago.
There's a decrease in value to the object. A loss of value.
Definitely a loss of value. So let us read Maromoka number 1 to re-enlighten everybody and to that condition. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov, Hilchos Mazik, Hachovu b'chaveiro, somebody who damaged somebody, Chayv b'chamishus devorim, you're chayv to pay 5 types of payments. Nezek, firstly, damage, sa, causing them certain not pleasant experience. Ripui, if it entails you have to pay for their doctor's fees. Sheves, for the amounts of time they're out of work. Boshes and embarrassment. Says the Shulchanok writer, Ema Kabola binin Shiesh Bokokamesh, when is the Zappa where you pay for these 5? Ketzat, when do you pay? In Kotze Yoto Orago Expo. If you cut off the leg, the hand, or the finger, or you take off one of his limbs, then you pay. Says the Sivas, says the Ksos, says the Chasnish, what do we see from this? That you pay when you do this damage. In one example, the Shulchan Aruch brings examples of where you take off a limb. The person was Sholem, he was complete, and you remove something from him, then you pay. Therefore, they learn out from him that you only can actually win in your claim of damages is if the damage caused the item to be changed to a state where it wasn't there before and no longer exists as it was before. You have changed it, you have deteriorated, you have detracted from it, then. And thus, not only causing that much damage, but you've much damage through detracting something from it, then you're hard to pay. But if you manage to damage him in a way where the item hasn't been affected physically, then you're not hard to pay. Not hard to pay in such a case.
There's no such a thing as damages and intangible assets.
Therefore, the classic example of that, we said, you go to somebody's animal, you hit the animal in a way that makes him go to bed, but he doesn't actually break anything or lose anything for that hit. You just make the animal go to bed for a few days where it can't be worked. Says the halacha, not allowed to pay. Because you did not actually change the animal, you just put him out of action for a bit. You have to change the item that you're damaging to be chayav to actually pay for the damages.
We said if pieces fall off the car, that's called changing.
If you fall off the car, as you smash into the car, that's called changing, correct? And of course the chazanish, by the fact that you're making a dent, is also called changing. That's good enough. Even nothing falls off.
So some of this car had one of those, both of those.
Over here, the car is totaled. Doesn't exist.
The car is not.
It's totaled, doesn't exist. Therefore, do we have this condition of a claim of damages over here?
As far as
have you changed that item?
As far as Reuven is concerned?
You've changed the item.
Changed the item.
As far as Reuven is concerned?
You changed the item.
As
so way, now, you know, I've given you a light bulb.
As far as Reuven is concerned?
And concerns the owner, you definitely changed it.
Yes.
What about in respect to the renter, Reuven?
No.
Have you damaged him in a way that you've changed an item, and by changing that item from what it was before, you've damaged him? Have you done that or not?
No.
Yes or no?
Yes.
He had an agreement to be able to drive this vehicle. The vehicle doesn't.
And how did you change the agreement?
Ownership. In ownership.
He did not have ownership.
Vis-a-vis its use. For
he
the
still
month.
Has the ownership.
It's damaged.
What's damaged?
The car.
The car is not his.
It is his.
No,
but
it's not.
Its use.
The use has not been damaged.
He is an owner of an item which is now damaged.
What item is he the owner of?
He's the owner of the car for its use. For its use.
It's a
ownership. That is the Shiloh. In respect to the renter, yes, you muchly damaged him. He's now long lost the car of a use for a month, 2,000 shekels it pays, and he hasn't got now. He's lost 2,000 shekels. But have you done it in a way that you've changed an item? And therefore you've got a right to make a claim of damages. I hear the two studs shouting out over here. One way to look at that, he's not, you changed the car, but he doesn't own the car. Another had you said, well, but he had the use of the car, maybe that's all, he has some sort of relation to the car, therefore the change of the car has some sort of direct link to him, and therefore it is called changing him through the car or not. So there's two ways to look.
I bring a lawyer when they speak about it. When they sugi a davar shlo b'mali olam, it speaks about ma'isi yadeha. You know, yadaim lema'isi yadeha. So once it's yadaim limit ma'isi yadeha, even though he's not owning the yadaim, but he owns something tangible.
What's a foraya? I'm going to use that against you in a few minutes.
That's what he meant. No, I meant it's used against him.
Now. Let's go straight to the next Ma'amok in the Shulchan Aruch Shin Zayin Sif Vav, which looks and appears to be an answer to our question end of Shir. Let's see. Seems to be talking about us. Asuncha Por Machaber, somebody rents a cow from his friends. Let's change the word cow to a car. Somebody rents a car from his friends. V'noda b'maka v'v'shir sasuf. And the actual renter is the one who caused damage. Sure, Malkamus Malacha. Not because he was using it. Yesh Omen Shu Potem in the Shali. The renter himself damaged the item which he rented. He's Potem for paying the animal. Given why? Shusufel Islapis Ma'osa Maka Lohavi Elisheves. Since you've only put him out of action for a few days, that's called sheves. It's not called damage, it's just putting him out of action, making him rest for a few days. Vein sheves b'beima. A claim of damages out of action doesn't have a claim. You don't have to pay. V'vichov, misbatle, kama yomim potter, even though he's out of action for a few days, it can't be used, it can't be rented out. Your potter, keep it so for this rapid. So have I got a riot from here that renting or taking away rent, taking away the use of an item, can never be a claim of damages. At best it's called shevas, and shevas does not apply by items, it only applies by human beings.
No, because it's himself. This case is himself, so no, that's all she paid. He's hurting himself. He's taking his own use. But someone else, he took his own use.
No, you took your own use. You borrowed for one day. You put the animal out for 5 days. So you took the use of the animal away from the actual owner. And we're saying, taking use away. It's not called damage, it's called shevas. And there's no such thing as paying for shevas by items, only by human beings. Have I therefore got a raya that you damage a renter? You're not going to pay? Because what is a renter? Has he got ownership or just use?
Where does it say one day, 5 days?
He's got use! So I'm damaging his use! Damaging use! What is it called, damage or is it called shevas?
Where does it come from?
If you damage use before, answer back.
Where does it come from? Where does it come from?
Oh, that's because there's a gossip. That's
So what's it talking about? It's not damaged, but it's going to get better by itself.
Oh, because then if it doesn't get better, not only if I put it out of action temporarily, I put it out of action permanently, then it's no longer called Shevis, it's called damage. What's the difference between damage and Shevis? Nezik and Shevis. Nezik's when you go to somebody's item and you total it, it's never be able to get better, it's finished, it's finito, it doesn't exist in the world. That's called Nezik, you pay even for items. Shevis means I'm just taking away the use of it, not the actual item, the item still exists. I'm just taking the use away, you can't use it. And taking away use is only a chiyuv if you're taking away use of a human being. He can't be used. Can't do work for a few days. But items are not chayiv. So therefore, have I got a liar? Okay. That a renter, you damage a renter, you don't pay.
Assuming he's going to get 20.
Right? Who? We're talking about the renter, damaging the renter. Not the owner. The renter, I Reuven. You damage Reuven. What are you damaging Reuven? What are you taking away from Reuven? What are you taking away from Reuven when you smash up that car? Use. Have I got a proof that taking away use is always under the category of shedders and you're not going to be hired by items?
Something
that's
temporary,
it's not temporary.
Taking away his entire use.
It's
permanent, forever.
He only had temporary use.
Okay, so that's
he only forever. Had temporary use.
So that's his forever then.
No, right?
That's for him, that's forever. My forever with this car is 2 days. Taking it away from him.
Yeah, everything is temporary use. I mean, that animal is once going to die.
He fixes it.
The reason is because in our case, the person is complete owner of only the use. Mashon came moving of the owner of the cow.
Yeah, you're saying the same.
No, I'm saying that he's Iker owns the animal, and his use of the animal is a side aspect of his ownership. Mashon came a person who owns specifically the use of the. Just the use of the animal, that's all he owns, and that could be considered a damage.
So according to what you're saying, if I would smash up the car, that it would be out of commission for a month, which is the time period of the rental, then you would also be saying the same thing, that you're fine to pay for that rent, yes? Even though you didn't actually take away the car, that's what you're suggesting, yes?
Right.
It's a nice car. Nice for, but Shevis by definition means I'm locking up your item that you can't use it. Your machadish is that when my whole use is like this, it's no longer Shevis. Okay, I don't believe that is accepted. Let us carry on. And then Stephen says like this. Do you remember the case from last week? 20,000 shekel car, which has been rented out for 2,000 shekels, and the smash happens to pay 20, 22, or 18.
This is
he lives in this stuff. Yes, he lives in. Yeah. So far we said, we wanted to define a renter. He's got use. Is taking away use considered damage? So far we brought a shulchan aruch that seems to say taking away use is called shevis, not nezek, and ein shevis only by ozum, not by kalim. If you take away use of a keli, you're not tied to me. So I want a proof from there that you damage the renter, which is just taking away use, that's not defined as nezik, it's defined as shevis, and you're not tied to me. So the Nesiva Samishpat makes such a conclusion. Let us read this. The third kasha. He said, I got difficulty. The autumn Yisrael Cisco bias of Behemoth the Paris are stay shown in my boy. God mayors of him. Is it possible that you're coming in conclusion that if a Jew rents out a house or an animal for 2 years, 400 zuvim, a boy out not, and then somebody comes along, the sorrow for vice, and burns up the house totally, behaves a bit and kills that animal which he rented, ye potem metashlumim! You're going to be potter from pain because all you did in respect to the rent is take away use, and use is only shevis. Is that all we're suggesting? Given the aim of Yisrael, what bits of Allah from the aim shevis behemoth, it's only shevis. I.e., the Nesivus is learning that renter is use, damage is shevus and ain't shevus behemoth. There's no claim of shevus at all. That's his question, because he comes to the same analysis as what I suggested, that it should be potter. He's saying, I can't believe that's true. I can't believe that's true. Before I give the answer, I want you to give an answer. The Sivas analyzes it that it's called shevus, taking away use. Not like you were saying, well, in respect, if he's only got 2 years and that's all his use and you took that away, it's not that called Nezek. That's what you all wanted to say. He doesn't say it. He says it's called shevus. And his question is, but about his question, he's saying, the world will come and exist. How can it be that you will be potter from paying to him? You've actually caused the damage. I don't understand how that halakhically would be the conclusion. So, he's going to give an answer. I want you now to suggest an answer. Why you pay? A big kiddush, he's going to say.
The first...
To the renter. Why are you paying 2,000 shekels to the renter? You only took away his use in service.
The difference between the first one and the second one. The first one says it has to be the damage, it has to disappearance, destruction of something. The second one, it's not really destruction, it's just out of commission. But it's not a destructive.
Very good. So it carries on and it gives an answer. The same, it says, you know what's the difference? In Sorava by some muska, hemes, abahema, muskeres. If you burn up a house which has been rented out, then you've actually changed the item from its original existence, and it's never going to get better, so you've actually fulfilled the condition which you said last week to be chayav and damages. You need to change the item you did when you burn up the house. Chayav l'shalom l'socher, to the renter, even although he's not the owner of the house. That's his chiddush. So his chiddush is that for sure the owner of the car you pay, because he had a car, doesn't have a car, damage due for sure. The chiddush he's adding over here is the renter, you've also changed from what it was before. The car existed, doesn't exist, and that change you can use to actually say it's called a change in respect to the renter as well, and therefore you now got a claim of damages which you can get your 2,000 shekels from.
So according to Stevens, it would be 22,000.
So it should come out 22,000.
So why couldn't you just buy a new car and just give it back to the new car?
It doesn't have to buy a new car.
It doesn't have to. Is that an option?
It doesn't. Why does the owner have to buy a new car?
The owner, the damager.
This is after the damager.
No, we saw last week you have to pay money. Damages is money. You can't give me items. I don't want the car.
Why is he any less bothered by not having to pay for shevus behemoth?
This because the base is
so we see the finish. Why you don't pay for shevus? It's a technicality by the behemoth.
You're going to be impractical.
Because by every shevus of the behemoth, you're potter because you don't make any change.
But
soon as you make a change,
but why doesn't that philosophically,
then you're going to be chayav on shevus.
Why doesn't that philosophically bother him as much as the case of the house?
Oh, that doesn't bother him. Because it's going to get better. Huh? Your whole action is an action which is a temporary action. It wasn't such a bad thing. It's only out of commission for 2 days.
Well, I could be putting 100 behemoths out of commission for 2 years and I still be bought there.
But that's the Torah. The Torah says shevus doesn't apply.
So the Torah says
he's machadish that shevus doesn't apply by behemoth.
I don't understand why one bothers him and one doesn't.
Only because there's no chisson usually by when you do shevus. You just put a massive action. He's going to be the same person at the end of the day. So it doesn't apply by an item. But when, as soon as you put him out of commission in a fashion, you've changed him, then you're going to have to pay. It's the item.
It have to be 2,000. Does that mean 2,000? Or rent them a car for 1,000? Then, with the same day, you can get him another car to use for less.
You have to pay him money or something equivalent to the value of that money. So if you're telling me renting a car over here is worth 1,000 shekels, then fine, give him the car. Yeah?
Okay.
Now, therefore, conclusion to this first case should be 22,000 shekels. Now, I'm going to put a span in the works.
Is that English phrase or also American?
Wrench,
wherever it is. And that is that the Ksos argues on the Zibis. Ksos says that there's a Tosus, the beginning of Baba Kama, that you dig a hole, it's called a bomb, and things fall in which get damaged. Are you hired to pay? The one who dug the bomb? The one who made the hole? Is he hired to pay? Let's say a human being falls in and breaks his leg. Are you hired to pay? So what happens if an animal falls in? Yes. Okay. So Tosi says, what happens if you own an Evet, Kanadi, and he falls in? Do you have to pay the owner of the Evet? So Tosi says, well, there's a concept that says that you don't need to pay. You don't need to pay. It says the Ksos, I don't understand. Ownership in the Evet is like rental. Not the Evet Kanai, but the case of Evet for Maestri and Diamond, that shoots the other case of Tosis. It's like a rental. You never have to pay for the renter money, damages you cause to a renter. So what do you see from the Ksos? If you damage a renter, he holds that. That's called Sheves. Even though he's broken his leg and he's out of commission, he never paid the rent. So we see that it shows argues on the seats. Yeah. That was your case. You own somebody in order for them to do work by you. And you that person gets damaged. The person himself got damaged, he's got claims. But you have the right to their work. Can't be compensated, says the Ksos.
Like an evidentiary.
Yes? You can't be compensated. There's no havam in your life to be paid. Because it's Sheves. So we see the Ksos. He argues on the Sivas. Okay, so now there's an argument.
I'm with the Sivas.
So, we have a Machlokes Ksos in the Sivas, where you damage a renter who's just got rights to use. You damage use of the renter when you have to pay. Is that called Sheves or not? So what should be the halacha? Do you pay 20 or 22,000?
Wherever the money is.
Or 18?
Wherever the money is.
Yeah, so what's the halacha?
So if he hasn't paid anything.
He hasn't paid anything, he's in Basin. So how much do you pay?
Percentage wise?
How much does he pay?
According to the
we've got Machlokes service. And
you only have to pay 20.
So, 20 or 18, not 22.
Why 18?
Why 18?
What's the sub to pay 18?
Because he only lost 18.
He didn't lose 18.
Because the owner of the car got 2 from the renter.
He still, before the accident, he had 2,000 shekel plus a car worth 20,000 shekel. Now he's got 2,000 shekel minus a car worth 20,000.
And the damager has no rights to 2,000.
Okay, we'll get there. Okay. So at this stage, you definitely don't pay 22 because of the Machlokes. Let us move on to our next case and come back to this, because this next case is related to our first case. It's conclusion.
But up until now, it shouldn't definitely not be 22. I mean, if you would have already paid the 22...
Fine. Yes, because of the Nasibus. Okay. Next case. Reuven. Mr. Reuven's busy tonight. And he rents out a hall for a chasana. Where is it located? In the Talpiot area. Okay. About 12 years ago, what happened to a hall inside the Talpiot area? Yeah, what happened to it?
A guy named Danny Schaefer designed it.
Now, Mr. Reuven was next week's chasana.
He's lucky then.
He's lucky in most ways. He's lucky. Yes. And we're in Basin between the owner of the hall and Mr. Reuven. Why? Because Mr. Reuven signed the contract. Okay, that was a different thing. the owner of the hall, and Mr. Reuven. Reuven rented out the hall, signed the contract, and paid up front for the rent of the hall. Now the hall doesn't exist. What did he want?
Money back.
He wants his money back, and
what?
To be able to get a replacement of the hall at such and sort this, he wants to be able to get more money in order to get a compensation, to be able to get another hall.
At best, a grammar.
Okay. So, what is the status? Is he entitled to get his money back? And he always entitled to get also an addition to his money. Before we find out afterwards that it was a Peshia. Without the concept of Peshia, at that stage we didn't have the concept of Peshia. Wasn't an element in the case.
Why wouldn't the show say nothing? Because he just lost use.
So he didn't give him what he paid for.
It's a demonstration.
It's still there. It's still there.
It's not there.
The trouble is there. The car is still there too.
I can't give you the car total. I have to give you the car whole. What you total left, that's something else.
So it doesn't hold, it's still there. So it says it doesn't exist, but your service. I'm just stopping using it.
The service has to happen after it was already
paid. Yeah, here's a different case.
You didn't give me what I paid
for. Here's a different case. This is a rental contract. The owner and the renter. I rented you out a hall. You paid for me. The hall doesn't exist now. What's the halacha? Simple case. Yeah. Simple shayla.
Plus, you should get your money back.
Do you get your money back or you don't?
You get your money back.
Yes.
Well,
okay.
That's
it. So let us look. What? Yeah, that's what you're saying. You should get your money back. Yeah. Okay. Let us look in the Gemara in Eilechin. It says like this. Hamaske buys lachaveir. Somebody rents out a house to his friend. Hikdisha, and he made it hektish. Hadabo malis chalektish. Whoever lives there has to pay the rent to hektish, because it now belongs to hektish. Hey, hikdisha hadabo, heitha motza bakdishle. Who made the hektish? How can you make a hektish? You don't own the house. You do not own the house. How can you make it hektish? Who's he asking on? Who's the Gemara asking on? You don't own the house, how can you make it hektish? Who's the Gemara asking on?
A little unfair because I actually just learned this Gemara today.
Who's the Gemara asking on at this stage of the Gemara? Yeah? The renter. The renter made it hektish. How can it make it hektish? He doesn't know this. Why? Can he eat the space so called the Sharafa? My base is just what I've got. Hockey got my hektish and musket. Yeah. Don't think it was the renter made the hektish because he can't make a hektish because he doesn't own it. It was the owner made the hektish. So who do we say owns the house? Once there's a rental contract done, who owns the house? Who's considered the owner of the house? According to this Gemara? Who's considered the owner of the house? Who has rights over the house?
The
physical house. Who? The owner. Not the renter. Renter doesn't give him ownership over it. Now, the problem is that I got Tosefta. Tosefta says like this. Hatsotha sotama chavera. Somebody rents a field from his friend. Omid bala bayis the hiktishu. The owner of the field made a hetish. Now, do you think it would work according to the Gemara and Erechim we just learnt? The owner of that field made a hetish. After he rented out, does it actually work to make a hetish according to the Gemara we just learnt in Erechim? What is the conclusion? What?
Should work.
It should work. What does the Tosefta say? Eina mukadeshus, it doesn't work. Achitasel rishusu. Because he hasn't got rights over the house, he's the owner, but he doesn't have rights of it until after the rental period. But if the renter made it hektish, how is that mukadeshus? Then it works. Then, because he is the owner, he's the owner of the house until the end of the rental contract. So, do I have a problem in front of my eyes over here? Do I have a problem in front of my eyes? Does anyone see my problem?
It looks like it's the problem.
What's the problem?
They're the opposite. The two things look like they're the opposite.
The Gemara and Erechin is saying, after the rental contract, who's considered the owner of the physical house? Yeah. The owner, not the renter. And what's the Tosefta is saying, who's considered the owner of the physical house after the rental contract has been made? Who? The renter. Absolute conflict of the physical house, not talking about the use, the physical bricks of the house.
How can a renter say I decided to give my rent to Hektish instead of to you? How can I do that? It's not such a thing. You owe me a monthly rent.
You may have a claim of damages, but we're saying it's actually Chal, the Hektish is landed, and the owner of the house, the bricks, is Hektish. If the renter makes it Hektish during that period of rent. That's according to the Tosefta, the absolute opposite of the area. So now we're not just discussing the use, we're saying that according to the Tosefta, the renter not just owns use, he owns the physical house during the time of the rent.
Is there a case where the owner is trying to be Mekadosh someone? The renter is trying to Mekadosh someone.
In the case of the scepter, the scepter says the owner tries, it doesn't work. The renter tries, it does work.
During the rental period?
Yes.
Is the scepter talking about the physical thing or the project?
The physical!
The project.
Talking about the actual house. Absolute conflict between the two. Says the Rishonim, this is a conflict. Two ways to answer the conflict. The Chedusha and Ban. At the end of Tzubas, he writes a special kuntres, and he says like this: Hotzom besilcha by stum. When does the Gemara and Erechin say the owner of the physical bricks is the owner, not the renter? That's when the contract is. I have an obligation to rent out a house. I don't say a specific house. You know, I've got to deal with you, write a contract, I rent out a house to you. Then the physical house remains under the ownership of the owner, not the renter. I will provide there, but if the contract says, I'm renting it out, Nachal Reuben number 10, apartment 14 to you, then that's the Tosefta, and during the rental period, the owner of Nachal Reuben number 10 is the renter. And that's what the Tosefta is talking about.
If you
rent out a physical item, a specific item, then the renter is considered the owner of the physical item which he got during the period of the rental. Tosis says a different text. Yesh Loma. Da'at the Tonib of the Tosefta, Dena Maskir Yochul Ahatush. That it says in the Tosefta, the owner is not the owner. That's when he's already been paid up front. He's got all the money for the rent. Once he's got all the money for the rent, the owner is the renter. But if he's just got a contract but he hasn't been paid yet, then the owner remains the owner, not the renter. Now, so in conclusion, what do we have out of this conclusion of this Gemara? What happens if I rent out Nachal Reuben number 10, apartment 14, and I pay all the rent up front? Who is considered the owner of that house during the rental period?
The renter.
The renter, because it fulfills the conditions of both Rishonim. It's a specific house and you got all the money. Okay. Let's now go back to our case. Our Shaila. Reuben rented the hall in Talpiot. What's it called again? That's it. And it collapsed. The hall collapsed. And a week before the chasana, he had already written a contract and he already paid for it. And it collapsed. And now he's coming to Basin and saying, I want my money back. Is he entitled to his money back? Is he entitled to his money back? Have you changed your mind by knowing these facts which I just laid out to you from the Gemara and Erechin and the Tosefta and the Rishonim?
It was destroyed before the rental time period started.
Never done. He never rented the
hall. He'd be entitled to his money back.
He gets his money back for sure.
Have you had your Coca-Cola tonight?
No.
Okay. No? No. Hear me, come on. I just gave you the kalalim of the Gemara and Erech and the Scepter. Who's called the owner of the house?
Let's put it in the
Who's called the owner of the hall? The owner or the renter? When is the renter considered the owner of the hall? When does two conditions can fulfill everybody's condition. When? Pays up front and it's a specific rental. Specific place.
But that's only when I actually that's only when I actually get the hall.
Item, then the according to the Rishonim, according to the Rishonim, the owner is the renter. So what happens if I buy a car and then it gets blown up? Who has to pay? Do I get my money back? Reuben bought a car from Shimon. A
week later,
it gets blown up. Does Reuben get his money back after he's bought the car? Does Reuben get his money back?
That is what a Kenyan is for. A Kenyan and money market.
Reuben bought Shimon a car from Shimon a car. The week later, oh, yeah, he paid everything. He bought the car. Physically bought the car.
Did he take it? Did he take possession?
He physically, I know what you're saying. Physically bought the car. And then a week later, it gets blown up. Not because of the car. It gets just blown up. Yeah. Does now Reuben get his money back from Shimon?
Not if you made a Kenyan.
It's his car. Okay. We're saying renter owns the hall when he makes a contract on the actual specific item and pays.
And takes possession.
And then he has to
take possession.
His hall? Whose hall's getting blown up?
He has to take possession.
Who hall? His hall? I know, I heard you. Whose hall's getting blown up?
The renter.
The renter! So then he doesn't get his money back. Yes? Yes or no?
It's the guy who rented it the night it collapsed. That's whose hall it is.
We're not talking about why it collapsed.
No, that's who it belongs to. The guy who rented it that night. He's the one that was damaged. How's that? This has nothing to do with damages. This is Mecha Chumem car.
What?
He didn't get damaged. It's Mecha Chumem car. He gave money. He didn't get what he purchased. Say that again. Say it loud.
He disagrees with you. He's wrong.
Okay.
He never got the hall.
He never got the hall. So let me enlighten you to some a fact. Well, a fact in this case, a fact in halacha. You sign a contract to rent an item at specific dates. What we look at it, what halakha looks at it. We want to talk about Rav Chaim, Biska talks about this, all the Achronim talk about it. As soon as you sign that contract and pay for it, we look at it, you're already an owner of that whole car, whatever it is, house, for the date between Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Rosh Chodesh Adar. That was your rental period.
You can mark this shit now?
Yes, it's not called a Dover Shaloba Olam. The car has ownership, it's like timeshare, you know? You heard of that concept in the world?
But he didn't own it the night it got destroyed.
You own the car now, even though before the time period has been, for 6 months later. Yes, there's a star, there's money, there's a Kenyan.
But I didn't own it the night it got destroyed.
I own it already in that time period.
I don't own it.
Yes.
I can't prevent people from going in there.
I own it in that time period.
But that time period is not when it was destroyed.
It was destroyed before that. So who?
That's right.
But I already own it.
No, you don't. You own it then.
No.
I'm not saying now, but
I own it now for then.
But it's for then.
Now.
But I don't have any rights to it now.
I own it now for them.
All that means is that we can't be chosen.
No, I own it now, the car. I have ownership in it now for them.
That everybody who
and
has
my car got blown up, just like your car got blown up.
I disagree.
Hold on, that's all our friends.
There's conditions on the rental. When you rent the hall,
does it make a condition? There's no condition. That's
if the owner filled up the place with sand that he couldn't walk into it.
Yeah.
Then it's not a hall.
Yeah. Well, that's because he made it not a hall. It's somebody else. It's not my bed. Something else.
We have a takana
from Rabbi Yochanan. Eh?
A takana from Rabbi Yochanan.
What's the takana of Rabbi Yochanan?
It's not yours. You're not really the owner until you get the physical item.
No, that's by when you buy it in a permanent state. But when I'm still the owner, I'm just giving you part ownership, then we don't have such a takana because there's no need. Because I'll certainly look after it because I'm worried about it because it's also mine.
Right.
Only when you're giving it away you make such a difference. Now, so in conclusion, let us look at the Shulchan Aruch, number 7. According to the remark comes out halacha. Mi sasocha buys the dogma. Somebody who rents a house to live in it. Says the mafashim over there, not only mace betokes monsters, not only if the dies the renter during that time period, but even if the house falls down, they learn the Ramah is also talking about that case, got rise from elsewhere. Ain't starting to run much dover. One opinion says, well, you didn't use it, you don't pay. You entered it out, you paid. If you haven't paid, you don't pay. You haven't paid, you don't pay. The Baba is having a call, but they are those, yeah, because the Baba Bais's house is the one that fell down. Miu yesh hokim. Have some argument, say you do pay. The chain says the Ramah. In kibu aschar kulo, says the Vilna Gaon. If you receive the money, if you already received the money, you already paid the money, everybody agrees. Ein tzoch lachzer klum. It falls down, it gets burnt, you don't have to give back the money.
But the key word here,
says the Ramah, that seems to be the halacha lemaaseh, says the Vilna, that's the kula alma, because you pay, so once you pay, if it falls down, it's you, the renter's house is falling down.
But the key words here are meis besoch zman asiros. He's got to do it in the middle of the rental period, not before. That, if he drops dead before, he pays, there's no entitlement.
That,
what do you mean though? It says the mace besoch zman asiros.
Yes, but it's other remarks which I'm not bringing.
So how do you explain, as Matthew said, how do you explain the receiver's question?
No.
What do you mean? How do you explain it is a question that he's worried about?
Let's finish this case before we go back. We're running out of time, let's finish this case. So therefore, comes out the Fila Ramah, even though the Machaba argues. But according to the Ramah, comes out Ashkenazi Huskins, that once the renter's paid for it, he's considered the owner, and if anything happens to it, it's his car, house, building, hall, which is falling down. He can't go back to the renter. And therefore, if you want to be able to recover your losses, you have to make conditions in the contract originally. That's it. If it has such and such things, then you don't provide it. So even under onus, I'm going to get my money back. Otherwise, you don't get your money back. And that's how the Bastons Huskins. They don't get the money back. However, as everyone pointed out, later it was revealed that they fell down due to the negligence of the owner. That's different. That's not somebody else knocking it down. It's the owner himself knocking it down. If the owner himself knocks it down, then he has to give back the money. So, halakhically, at the time, he didn't need to give up money. Practically, he did, because it looked as if he knocked it down in the end. That was the... Now, let us finish with our first kiss. Let us go back to our first kiss. You rent the car. Car's worth 20,000 shekels. You're renting it for 2,000 shekels. Somebody bashes into it the first day. How much does he have to pay? 20,000? 22,000? Or 18,000? So originally we said, well, some machlokas to sosa nesivas. Nesivas says you have to pay for the renter, even though it wasn't his car that got ruined. You still have to pay because the car got ruined and it looked like his car's got ruined, even though he's only the renter. As Kasos learned, no, if you take an effort, which you only have rights of use, and you take away that use, you don't have to pay. You're a renter of an effort, you only got rights to their work, and you damage them, the owner of the effort gets paid, but you, who are renting, doesn't get paid. So we said, Machlokas, Sos, and the Sivas, where do you have to pay? Based on what we learned, is that true? We came to a conclusion, Machlokas, and you only have to pay 20,000 at the end, because it's a Machlokas. Is that true according to the facts we just concluded from this case?
Yes, but you pay 20 to the renter instead of to the owner. Because now that the renter is the owner, you pay 20 to the renter. The renter will have to figure out what it does to the owner at the end of his month. Why not? Doesn't we say he's the owner? The renter's the owner now. The renter takes
who's the owner?
The renter.
If you rent the car and pay for it, who's to say the owner?
The renter.
Who's to say the owner?
The renter.
The renter. Who's to say the owner?
Renter.
Renter. Only the renter?
Yeah, the owner can't make the condition. The owner came into condition then.
Who's the owner?
The renter.
Only the renter?
The renter's the owner for that time period.
Yeah, the owner can't do condition.
Yeah, but who's the owner of the car?
The renter.
To me.
The renter.
Only the renter?
Yes.
No.
The renter's only the lead full owner.
No.
So he came into condition. The owner came into condition, we said.
How many weeks are there in the year? 52. How many weeks were rented out to the renter?
Four.
So the renter owns 4 weeks, and how many weeks does the owner own? How many weeks does the owner own?
48.
So what do we call that? Who's the owner?
Partnership.
We're both owners.
Well, why?
We're both owners.
So why?
If you're both owners, then you have to pay. You damage it. You have to pay both.
Why not condition?
You have to pay both.
Then why can't they do condition? Why can't they both do condition?
So you have to pay both. You lost out 20,000. You lost up 2,000. You're both the owners of the car. Your car doesn't exist anymore. I've changed your ownership. By changing your ownership in the car, you both lost money. So therefore, you fulfilled all the conditions of Muzzik. You owe 20,000 by changing your car. You owe 2,000 by changing your car. So you both, you now owe 22,000. Why does the SOS agree? Why is the Evid not a proof against this? Evid is not a proof against it. He said, Evid, you don't have to pay. If you just rent an Evid, you don't have to pay. Why? No. Not because there's a cost. I want you to think fast.
Is there damage in the Evid? It was only temporary. Like
if you rent an Evid and it gets damaged, you don't get paid. Why? It doesn't matter. According to Sosa, it doesn't matter. No? You rent an Evid and you, the renter, don't get paid if it's damaged. Why? According to Sosa, you don't.
Shepherd.
Because when you rent a person, you can never have ownership in the actual Evid. You only have use.
Right.
You only have use.
Why can't you have ownership?
Well, they have ownership. But you can only have use.
Why is that?
That's is a whole Gemara and Gittin, but you can only have use. And therefore, that's why when you damage an Evid which is rented out, you don't pay, because you don't have ownership. But an item which you can have ownership in when you rent, you're considered an owner of the item, then even the Tzos would agree. And therefore, in conclusion, both the Tzos and both the Nesivs will agree that when you damage a rented car, you've damaged both of their cars, and you pay 20 for him and 2 for them.
Wait a second, why? If let's say the two people own a car, so you say the car's worth 20, you split up between the ownership.
No, he has 20,000 shekels ownership. I have 2,000.
The car's only worth 20.
Yeah, but you damaged two different aspects to the car. I have ownership of the car for use, you have ownership of the car. Now, I'll leave you with a conundrum, a last question. A last question, this is the last one. The Nesivus, which says, last line. So 1 second. 1 second. Says the Nesivus, last Maramokum of the Nesivus. Im Hizik Achas, Mishalim La Shol Demei Shokar. If you damage a rented or borrowed item, then the one who damaged pays to the renter the value of his use. And the rest to the owner. What does that imply?
20 altogether, 2 and 18.
And the rest to the owner. What does that imply?
Why you split it? 2 and 18.
What does that imply? I pay you the value of your use, because you're the renter, and the rest to the owner. What does that imply? How much you pay?
Up to the total value, 20,000.
20,000. You get paid for your use, which is 2,000. And the rest goes to the owner. That means 18,000. Why is that true? Why do you pay 18,000 to him and 2 for him? We just came to the conclusion of both owners. You both lost money. You lost 20. You owe 2. You pay 22. Why is the receiver saying, no, you pay 18
and you paid two. And you know what? That's the halacha.
But the owner had,
and you have to explain to me by next week why that's true.
The owner has a begamin's ownership.
But you